Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will it open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back international healer and channel of the divine realm, Jean Salch. She's been receiving guided messages from the divine since her early childhood days. As a vessel, Jean has helped facilitate wellness through energy work and blessing divine water for people to drink. As a vessel, the divine flows through her and then to you, causing deep cellular generational gene frequency release. Neuron rewiring is sometimes included in Jean's work, and although she does not guarantee miraculous results, many people have reported what they claim to be instant miracles from the divine beings that channel through her. Jean can remove the reptilian part of your brain and replace it with what God intended it to be. She can alter your DNA for healing and can breathe in God's healing breath. Now, contrary to what was posted on the website, there's only one way that you can contact Jean, and that is through going to her website on the World Wide Web. I'm going to give that to you now. It's Jean, J-E-A-N, of divinehealing.com. And Jean, you can do phone sessions, can't you? Jean, I had this problem last night. Hang in there for just a minute. Okay. Can you hear me, Jean?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Anyhow, you do phone sessions, yes?
Absolutely, yes. In fact, most of my work has been over the phone.
Right. Well, that's what I imagined would be the case. So, there's no limit to what people can request. Any topic or health issue can be focused on, and the energy you will receive will leave you feeling energized, light, and balanced. And tonight, five of you are going to have the privilege of getting a mini healing from Jean. And Jean, you wanted to talk a little bit about that up front.
Yes, I do, so that everyone can then make their, present moment free will choice. So whoever decides that they would like to have this experience, what I will be doing, I've already brought my guides in, and I've already brought in the Divine Master and Holy Spirit energy. So, and I'm already connected with Mother Earth. So when we begin, what I will do is I will just go through all your chakras, your Earth Star, all the way up to your monad. And it will include all the layers of your auric field. It will include all your meridians, your glands, your organs, your systems, your fascia muscle, sulsa muscle, fascia, your sciatica, and your vagus nerve, the RNA DNA pathogens, and the right and left side of your brain and cellular memory. So you might be thinking now, wow, what is this going to do in the end result? Well, you'll feel lighter, and you'll be balanced. So if you're a person who's currently making decisions in your life, maybe, right? And it could be any type of major decision. This would, by having this experience, would clear out some of the shadow ego clutter that we race around in our thinking mind. And you know what I mean by that, right, David?
I do.
Yeah. And, you know, let's say we want to manifest, let's say, as an example, right, a career, right? But on some level, we're sabotaging it because maybe we don't feel like we're good enough for that position. So that's where I'm coming from for your listeners that are wondering, well, what's this shadow ego stuff that she's talking about? I'm talking about that negative stuff that you think about or behavior or actions. But anyway, I've already done this before. And each person will take between 1.5 minutes to 2 minutes at the most. And it all depends on you, because technically you are the healer, I am the conductor. So what you, whoever I'm on the phone with, is willing to release, that is how deep you will go. Does that help, David?
That makes sense. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can. Yeah, I was concerned a while back that you might not have been able to hear me. I can hear you, and I trust that people will let you know if there's any topic or health issue that they want to have focused on.
Well, absolutely. Well, regarding that, let's invite anyone who needs a particular subject healed, right, within them, and it doesn't matter what it is, get yourself a glass of water or an opened bottle of water, and we will charge. I will connect with the Holy Spirit when we're ready to do it, and we will charge the water cells of your water. And it will be infused by the divine energies and the Holy Spirit for what you need, for what is specifically going on with you. Whether that's stress, whether it's anxiety, whether it's a dis-ease, or whether it's, something like sore feet, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So that would be something that anybody can benefit from that's listening to this podcast or that's on a call line.
Absolutely. And, of course, the best benefit is to actually have a physical hands-on healing. You know what I mean? Because when I'm doing my healing work, you know, I just went through the list here, but I go back to the very, very moment. And I just got permission to say this because I didn't ask beforehand. To go back to the very first moment that incarnated soul experienced separation from the divine God source.
Okay. Well, are you ready to go?
All right.
Our caller is Lynn. And Lynn, you're live.
Hi, David. Hi, Jane. Thank you for taking my call. Hi. My issues, there are about three of them, has to do with thyroid, adrenal, cortisol,
and throat chakra. And throat chakra.
Okay.
Okay, so thank you for sharing this with me, because when I begin with you may feel some tightness in your throat. Are you starting to feel tightness in your throat now, Lynn?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. What I want you to do while I'm going through your chakras, and I'll let you know which chakra I'm in each time so that you know where I am, okay? So what I want you to do is just breathe into any areas that you feel discomfort coming up right now, okay?
Okay.
And I am going to first plug into the front and back of your Earth Star, which is 10 inches below your feet. Here we go. I'm going to plug into the front and back of your feet chakras. I'm plugging into the front and back of your root chakra. You're doing good. Keep breathing it out. I'm plugging into the front and back of your sacral. Just let it go, Lynn. Just surrender. As you're breathing, allow the divine energies to fill you with nurturing support, peace, and love. Excellent. I'm plugging into the front and back of your navel. Excellent. I'm plugging into the front and back of your solar plexus. I'm plugging into the front and back of your spleen chakra. Keep breathing. You're doing good. I know this is hard for you, but you're doing good. Perfect. I'm plugging into the front and back of your heart chakra. Good job. I'm plugging into the front and back of your throat chakra. You're doing excellent. Just let it go. Relax and just let it go. Excellent. Be proud of yourself, Lynn. Because you know physically how hard you're working right now. I'm plugging into the center of your head, which includes your third and fourth eye chakra, pituitary pineal chakra, and the right and left side of your brain cellular memory. Allowing the divine truth. Excellent. Plugging into your crown chakra, front and back. Excellent. Plugging into your Ba chakra, 10 inches above your head. Good. Plugging into your monad, 2 feet above your head, your God connection chakra. I'm unplugging, I'm wrapping you in divine love and light. Breathe in peace. Exhale. How you doing, Ben? Are you still having some struggles in your throat chakra?
No, I don't feel it. No.
Okay.
Oh,
good.
My gosh.
How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling, I'm feeling tingling through my body and heat through my body and tingling down to my feet. And I want to thank you.
You're welcome.
A funny thing last night as I was lying down, I envisioned myself. And I said I'm desiring to be healed. And I was lying down and I saw from the top of my head down to my feet, and I saw like light around me. I didn't even know you were going to be on today. So I looked up.
Your
so I'm very grateful.
Guides, Lynn. Your divine guides tuned you in tonight so that you could have this experience. Thank you for allowing me to give you
thank
this experience.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Jean.
You're
thank
welcome.
You so much, David. I
appreciate
oh,
you're
you.
Welcome,
thank
Lynn.
You.
Thank you for calling and willing to through this.
Thank you so
okay,
much.
Okay, God bless, honey.
To you both. Bye-bye.
Blessings.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I have talked to some of the people that are going to have a chance to talk to Jean. There'll be some that I haven't talked to, so hold the line. And our next caller is Trish. And Trish, you're
Hi.
Live.
Hi,
Hi there.
Jean, how are you?
Hi, Trish. Welcome.
Thank you. I was wondering, yeah, if you could do a general scan or if you wanted something specific.
Would you like me to do what I just did for Lynn, but it will be tailored to what you need for your highest good?
Yes, that sounds
you will
wonderful.
Still get, your chakras will get cleared and balanced. Remember?
Perfect.
And we also included all glands. I'm just reminding all the listeners. We included the organs. We are including the systems, all the meridians, all your cell muscle, your sciatica, your vagus nerve, your RNA, DNA pathogens, the right and left side of your brain and cellular memory, and all your auric layers of your field. Are you ready, Trish?
I am.
All right. If anything comes up in your physical body or even an emotion, okay, just breathe into it, okay, because it's coming up to release.
Okay.
All righty. So I'm going to be plugging into the front and back of your chakras, and I'm going to be blowing, and I forgot to mention this before, what I'm blowing is the Holy Spirit, sacred fire. And here we go. I'm plugging into your Earth Star now. Plugging into the front and back of your feet chakras. Let go of the bindings. Good job. Plugging into the front and back of your root chakra. Good. Plugging into the front and back of your sacral. Good. Plugging into the front and back of your navel. Let go. Let go with each breath. Excellent. Plugging into your spleen chakra. Excellent. Excellent. Plugging into the front and back of your solar plexus. Let go, let go, let go. Breathe in love. Breathe in peace. Breathe in divine truth. Excellent. Be really proud of yourself. Plugging into the front and back of your heart chakra. Excellent job there, Trish. Plugging into the front and back of your throat chakra. Let go of those burdens. They're not yours. The ones that are not yours, Trish, let them go. Excellent. Plugging into the front and back of the center of your head chakras. Breathe in divine truth. Breathe in divine clarity. Breathe in divine love. Breathe in nurturing divine truth. Excellent. Plugging into the front and back, your crown chakra. Nice. Plugging into the front and back, your ba chakra, 10 inches above your head. Excellent. Plugging into the front and back of your monad, 2 feet above your head, your God chakra, your higher self chakra. Allow yourself to receive the divine truth, divine clarity. Release the illusion. Excellent. Shifting there. I'm going to wrap you in divine love and light, peace and comfort. How are you doing?
Great. This is wonderful.
Awesome.
Thank you. That was very helpful.
You're welcome. Many blessings, Trish. And thank you for calling in and allowing me to give you this gift.
Yes, I appreciate it. And as always, David, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Trish, for calling. God bless.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. We're going to move on in just a minute. The studio's operating slowly. Okay. Tim, you are live. Tim, are you muted by any chance?
Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hi,
hello?
Tim.
Yes, this is Tim. Thank you.
Hi, Tim. Welcome. Thank you for calling.
Okay, yes. So I'm looking for the chakras. I do have like allergies, nasal congestion, but more overall, I'm looking for, as you said in the intro, I'm trying to get rid of the self-saboteur in manifesting, you know, new jobs / career and just abundance. So I'm ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
I got my glass of water for the I'm ready.
Excellent, because I'm going to be charging everybody's water when I'm done taking the calls or when David says, okay, Jean, let's do that. All right, Tim.
Okay.
As I said before, if anything comes up physical in your body that you feel, just breathe into it, okay?
Okay.
That's really just a resistance for everyone who's listening, okay? And it's not a judgment, it's an awareness. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right. Your job, Tim, is to just breathe. Gentle breath. And I'm ready, and I'm going to plug in to the front and back of your Earth Star now. Excellent. I'm plugging into the front and back of your feet chakras. Awesome. I'm plugging into the front and back of your root chakra. Let go, Tim. Let go. Excellent. Release there. Plugging into the sacral front and back. Excellent. Plugging into the front and back of your navel. Let go of all that programming. It doesn't serve you. Let it go. Excellent. Shifting there. Plugging into the front and back of your spleen chakra. Surrender. Let go. Excellent. Good job. Plugging into your solar plexus front and back. Let go of all the passive aggressive words that you've heard. Let them go with love and peace. Love and peace. Excellent. Good job there. Plugging into the front and back of your heart chakra. Let go of all that heart block. Let it go. Breathe in love. Breathe in peace. Into the heart. Gentle breath. Love and peace, allowing the surrender and the divine to hold you and nurture you. Excellent. Be really proud of yourself. Plugging into the front and back of your throat chakra. I know you can let this go. I know you can. You're powerful, Tim. Excellent. Plugging into the front and back of the chakras in the center of your head. While you're breathing in divine love and peace, breathe in divine truth, divine clarity. Allow all the illusions to release. Excellent job there. Plugging into the front and back of your crown chakra. You can do this, Tim. I know you can. Excellent. Plugging into your Ba chakra, 10 inches above your head. This is the moment you release and take back all your power, all your divine given gifts, divine truth, Tim. Surrender and receive divine truth. Excellent. Plugging into the front and back of your monad, your God chakra. Receive divine truth, Tim. Release the illusions. Excellent. I'm going to wrap you in divine love and peace and healing, nurturing support. And when you're ready, Tim, let me know how you're doing, please.
I'm doing fine. I feel lighter.
Awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for allowing me to work with you. I want everyone to know that for me, whether I'm doing it like right now on the air with David, or I'm doing it in person or privately, I always at the end, and I forgot to say this earlier and I apologize to everyone, is, but I have been thanking you all, is thank you for allowing me to work with your mind, body, and spirit. Thank you for trusting me and giving me the trust of knowing that I am coming from pure divine intentions for your highest good. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Trish, Lynn, and everyone else.
Tim, thank you for calling in tonight.
Yes. You got it. Thank you, David.
Okay, you're welcome. Jean, we have been working, you've been working for 24 minutes with people. We have 26 minutes left, and we have three callers left on the line. Do you think you'll be able to get to all of those, or are you going to hold it at five?
Absolutely. Let's just take them on right now.
Okay. Everybody's going to get a chance. It's on the line right now.
Wait a minute, David. Can
Pardon?
We get all three on at the same time?
Yes, we can.
Can we get all three on? Let's do that.
Yep.
If they're all in agreement, ask their permission first, please.
Okay. Carmen, are you in agreement to that?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to ask the identity of these other two callers I haven't talked to. Area code 805, would you like to do it?
I didn't get that, David. Sorry, this is Donna. Did you what?
Hi, Donna. Well, go ahead, Jean. You want to explain what you just did?
What I just did with Lynn, Trish, and Tim, I want to offer Carmen, Donna, and the third person to do all three of you at the same time, and you will each have your own personal experience, I guarantee it. So you won't be
sure.
Shortchanged at all.
Oh, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay, great.
Okay,
and
so
let me bring the last caller on. Area code 212. What is your name, please?
Hello.
Hi. What's your name, please?
Karen Sue.
Hey, Karen Sue. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. How are you? And thank
good,
you for...
Thank you. Are you agreeable to doing what Jean is suggesting?
Yes, absolutely. Why not? I appreciate
okay.
the opportunity. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I have all three listening and able to talk to you. So go ahead, Jean.
All righty. And when we're done, David, we'll charge everybody's water because that only takes 20 seconds. All right, ladies.
Okay.
We're going to begin. Just breathe in and know that you are receiving love and peace and serenity, support. As you know, if anything pops up in your body, just breathe into it because that's just a little bit of resistance going on within you, and just let it go. Here we go. I'm plugging into all three of you now at the same time. Earth Star. Karen Sue, let go because you are worthy. Excellent. Plugging into all three of your feet chakras, front and back. Let go of the shoes, ladies. You don't need them anymore. They're from the past. Let's take those energy shoes off your feet now and free your feet from shackles and bindings and restrictions. Excellent, ladies. Good job. I'm plugging into all the front and back of all your root chakras. Let go, if you believe in reincarnation, let go of all the past life traumas to your female area. They do not serve you in this moment, in this body lifetime. Let them go, all of you. Carmen, self-forgiveness from the lifetime when you were a nun, okay? Let it go. It's not serving you in this body, in this lifetime. Let it go. Breathe it out, honey. You can do it. Let's go, ladies. We're in the room. Excellent. Good job. Plugging into all three of your sacrals, front and back. Let's let go of those times, too, in the past when you gave away your power as a woman. Let go of the fear, ladies. Let go of the fear. You are worthy to be honored and respected as a woman. What's coming up is a lot of past life stuff. You don't need it anymore. That's why the three of you are doing this together. You have been together in other lifetimes, and together you have had these similar experiences. You all three are very powerful. Let's all work together, ladies. Let's release this. Excellent. And I know, David, you just felt the goosebumps, didn't you? Here we go, plugging into the navel. Let go of the guilt. And have peace. It's in the past. Let go. Remember when the three of you were powerful together, medicine women. Draw upon this power now together. Excellent. Plug into the front and back of your spleen chakras. Excellent. I know you ladies are feeling more powerful. I know it because I can feel it plugging into your solar plexus. Never again will you ever have those experiences, ladies. Never again will you see your children or spouses persecuted from the dark ages. Never again for all eternity. Draw upon your power now. Together you can release this, supporting each other. You are love. You are valued. Excellent job, ladies. Plugging into the front and back of your heart chakras. Let go of the guilt and step into divine truth, divine peace. Igniting the power within you individually, your gifts, your truth within your heart. Excellent. Plug into the front and back of all your throat chakras. Draw upon your power, ladies. Let's release the traumas to the throat. Excellent. Plugging into the front and back of the center of your head. Good release there. Let's release all those illusions and deceptions and fill you with divine truth, clarity. Excellent. Plugging into the front and back of your crown chakras. Excellent. Plugging into your Ba chakras, all times, all moments. Draw upon your power, ladies. Individually, you are very powerful. Bring your power together and help each other release this. You are sisters. You can do it. I know you can. Excellent. Plugging into your monad chakras. Let's bring in that truth, that clarity. Let's release the deceptions and illusions. Excellent. I'm wrapping you each individually now in divine love, peace, nurturing truth, and comfort. Let's go one of us at a time, please, ladies. If we could do this, and I don't mean to pressure, but on the quick side. Carmen, how was your experience?
It was good. It felt really relaxing.
Perfect. Donna?
Yes, I enjoyed it. And, I sort of hesitated on, like, the blocks that were there, and then I went into them more, and, yeah, I think I released a lot. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Perfect. And what about you, Karen Sue?
I was focusing on breathing out and hoping to get release everything, and I found it very soothing, relaxing, and energizing. And
awesome.
I feel very good now. Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. And thank you, ladies, for keeping your soul's agreement. Because unless you're not aware of this, but we're in soul form. We make agreements with each other. I mean, for experiences. That's how we even get our blood families, because we choose them for our biggest lessons. So, Carmen, Donna, and Karen Sue, I want to thank you for honoring your soul's agreements with each other to call in tonight and be and come together. Because in a past life, whether you believe in reincarnation or not, you have been triplet sisters and very powerful sisters. And I mean that in a good way.
Wow. Could you talk?
Oh, so that's
thank you. Cool. That was amazing. Could you talk more about that?
Well, it's up to David because he's keeping track of the time.
Mm-hmm. You're fine. We've got 14
okay.
minutes left.
All right. So that let's see. This goes back to. Oh, this goes back past Earth.
Wow.
This goes out past Alpha Centauri. This goes out where our universal central sun is. So we're talking roughly about 100 million lifetimes ago.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. And I bet you if the three of you ever wanted to, even if you didn't take each other's numbers here, but if you ever thought, sat down and said, oh, I want to remember what it was like in that lifetime. Oh, I would like to, if you choose, tap into those gifts and abilities that I had in that lifetime. I would like to bring them forward. I would like to open them up in all my cells, my DNA and chakras.
I want to.
Mm-hmm.
Do you also know what planet this was? Where we might be from?
Are you getting anything on that, David?
No, hon.
I'm really not good with names, and I'm sorry.
Okay.
But don't feel discouraged, because my guides just said, if you sit down with a paper and pen or pencil and sit down and ask and allow yourself, you can write, you'll be able to write it out.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I had something that just flowed
through
me and went so fast I couldn't latch on to it. Yeah. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to bless?
Yeah.
You want to bless the water now, Jean?
Yeah, let's do that, please. So, what happened, and I'll just inform everyone, is that I am the vessel. The Holy Spirit flows through me. My hands go over your water. We cleanse and purify the cells. Infuse the cells with prime. Creator, Supreme God cells, the Christ conscious cells, and blessings. Your higher self knows what you need. Supreme Creator knows what you need for your highest good. I am the vessel. I'm going to put my phone down because I need two hands to place over all your waters. So just give me a few seconds because it'll just take me 20 seconds. Hang on, please. And all your water is done. You may notice that if it was cold, it might be room temperature. Or if it was room temperature, it might be cold. You might notice that If you had regular flat water, it might have bubbles. You might notice that it tastes more clean, or like lemon, or like flowers, or like salt, or like metal. Now, the effects take 0 to 5 minutes to feel. If you are interested and you go onto my website, GinaDivineHealing.com, and you look at my testimonials under the water section, I've had people, not people, I had a woman contact me, and in 5 minutes later, her hives were gone. I had a guy in India, this is going to make you laugh, who had hemorrhoids. Okay, really bad, where he said he couldn't go to work and sit at his desk. I made him water. The hemorrhoids went away.
Wow.
I made water for a woman who had cancer. She got a miracle. It's all between you and your higher self and the Creator, as you know, and I'm the vessel. Yeah, it's pretty wild in a good way.
That
I also
sounds
have a sea captain, who works the graveyard shift, and he's the tugboat captain, brings the big ships into port. So I would make him a bottle of water, and how it would be programmed is the first 3/4 of the bottle that he drank would keep him alert and clear-headed, focused, right?
Uh-huh.
Then he left about 1/4 of the bottle of water until he got home, had his shower because, he would stink from the sea, have his breakfast, and then when he was ready to get into bed, he would drink the rest of the water, and it would put him into a deep, peaceful sleep.
Wow.
Yeah. This water has the same healing properties as the water in Lourdes, France. And it has the same healing properties as the St. Bridget Well in Ireland.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And I want to let people know, if that's okay, that if they want to reach me by phone, is it okay if I give my number?
Sure it is.
Area code in the United States. I don't know the country code, but I think it might be 01. But don't quote me on that. 802-233-7877. And if you're in the local area, I do in person and I do on the phone. We can video or talk like we're talking right now.
Okay. Well, thank
mm-hmm.
you, Jean. It's been a pleasure
thank
to have you,
you
on
David.
Again.
I'm
and
so
I...
grateful for this. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I think because I had all those microphones open at once and I've closed them down, ladies, I think that that's why we got some feedback, but certainly was able to hear everything that you were saying, and I'm glad to hear that Carmen, Donna, and Karen Sue all had positive experiences. I want to thank each of you for calling in and wish you all good blessings. And, Jean, is there anything else you'd like to say tonight before we close?
Just remember that you are love. And every time you look in the mirror, and this takes work, practice, I want to take out that word work, takes practice, whether you're looking in your bathroom mirror, your rear view mirror, in your car, I want you to look deep into your eyes, and I really want you to start seeing love. Because that's what you are, magnificent love.
Oh,
thank
that's
you,
a wonderful
everyone. I am honored. Go ahead. I'm sorry, David.
Oh, no. I'm sorry for talking over you. I was just going to say that's a wonderful exercise. I use that myself, and I really love that. And I think it's important to suspend any judgment because we tend to be critical of how we look sometimes and just focus on the
mm-hmm.
eyes.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Can I toss something out? What David says is really true, that some people will have different degrees of how they'll be able to push themselves through this exercise for themselves of self-love in the mirror. When I was first told to do this exercise 30 years ago, when I went home and looked in the mirror, David and listeners, I laughed and literally out loud, and as God is my witness, I said, I can't do this. I'm a piece of shit. And I'm sorry for cursing. But that's exactly how I felt about myself at the time because of my life experiences growing up. But it took lots of practice. And now, David and listeners, I can be, and I've done recorded videos, I can be in a rest stop bathroom, you know, where there's people around me, like on an interstate bathroom, and I can pull out my phone, and I can video for people to see that I've now come to a place of practice where I can love myself in the mirror publicly. And I'm not coming from a place of vanity, okay? So please, everyone, understand that. I'm coming from a place of I am worthy to love myself. I am worthy to love myself and accept myself in all ways. You get
Absolutely.
What I'm saying, David?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's a challenge for many of us. And, you know, it's beautiful that with practice, like you're describing, we can get to that place where we totally embrace our human incarnation and wake up to our oversouls and just let all of that love energy manifest for ourselves in the here and now.
Absolutely. And to all the listeners, you can always just take a breath and breathe in divine love. Exhale divine love. You can do that anywhere. You can even do it sitting in a board meeting. Right, David? You can. No one's going to know what you're breathing. You're not doing any deep breathing, right? You're just casually breathing.
Yeah. And it can be a great meditation if you can focus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you again, Jean. I'm going to give you a quick call after we close. So unless there's anything else, I'd like to come to a close. Okay.
Just thank
Let's
you very
take
much,
a moment.
David.
You're welcome. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless. Thank you, Jean.
Good night. God bless, everyone.